If you haven't seen this ad yet, there's a good chance you will. It's scheduled to run more than 400 times in Charlotte alone over the next 2 weeks.
Who's behind the attacks on Kay Hagan? Oil industry billionaires, that's who.
The ad begins with ominous shots of refinery smokestacks, all the color missing from the scene. Then, like the Wizard of Oz, it transitions to color, and scene after scene of Kay Hagan smiling, reading, talking with younger and older people alike. But Hagan's campaign did not produce this ad. A clean energy advocacy group based out of Knoxville did. It's called the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. Stephen Smith is their executive director.
We are spending just a little bit less than $1 million on the ads running in the three major media markets in North Carolina.
The ad runs for 30 seconds, and half of its footage was produced by Hagan's campaign for a different ad, one of their own.
When I first ran for office, I came from the private sector as a working mom looking to make a difference for middle-class families.
The voiceover and music are different, but the scenes are exactly the same. Kay Hagan smiling, reading, talking with younger and older people alike. Below this post on the website is a big red button that says, "Download video." Stephen Smith of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy freely admits his group got the footage of Hagan from Hagan's campaign.
My understanding is candidates can now put up generic B-roll footage that is available for any party to use to sort of show her activities as a representative.
And here is where a new campaign tactic that may run afoul of election law comes into play. By law, candidates and outside groups are banned from coordinating with each other. But it's not hard for these groups to figure out what a candidate wants, says Dale Eisman, a lead writer and spokesman for Common Cause, a national campaign watchdog group.
One sort of knows what the other wants, sometimes simply by watching the news reports and seeing what the candidate is talking about today or this week or what themes he or she's emphasizing.
The use of B-roll, that generic footage of candidates that can easily be repurposed by outside groups, crosses party lines. Tom Tillis, one of the Republicans vying for Hagan's seat, has a perfect example of B-roll conveniently posted on his YouTube page. It's called Montage 2, and that's a fitting name. There are no words, no voiceover, no captions or promises or position statements. Not even a Tom Tillis approves this message. There is no message at all. It's just 2 minutes and 54 seconds of, "Hey, there's Tom Tillis walking through a generic office. Tillis now talking to a businesswoman and her male colleague. Tillis now in a business meeting. Tillis walking down the street with his wife." Kay Hagan also has a similar B-roll production buried on her campaign website.
One might credibly argue that posting B-roll footage on your website is a suggestion to outside groups that they create ads supporting your candidacy.
Paul Ryan is senior counsel at the Campaign Legal Center in Washington, D.C.
It's hard to imagine another purpose for candidates putting B-roll footage on their own websites other than suggesting that outside groups run ads.
In other words, that suggestion could be de facto coordination. Calls and emails to the Tillis campaign asking why they posted B-roll, what it accomplishes for the campaign, or who they hoped might use it, went unanswered. Similar requests to Kay Hagan's campaign were answered only in a statement that read, in part, "It's out of our control how groups might use that footage for or against us." Both major political parties have levied complaints about outside groups republishing materials such as B-roll footage. Three of the six members of the Federal Election Commission have ruled this kind of republishing is permissible. But that doesn't mean the FEC approves, says Bob Lenhart, who chaired the FEC in 2007.
It's a controversial view because there are three commissioners who believe that it is, in fact, a violation of the agency's regulations and the statute prohibiting republication of a campaign's material.
A tie at the FEC just means the group is deadlocked and the issue remains unresolved. Lenhart now practices election and political law in Washington, D.C., and he's advised candidates before. So I asked him this hypothetical question. Would you tell a candidate today that it is legal to produce B-roll footage for use in ads by outside groups? There was a long pause, and then Lenhart did the lawyerly thing to do.
I'll answer the question, a somewhat different question, but I think it takes us to a similar point, which is I think that campaigns at this point can comfortably feel that if they do put their B-roll footage on publicly available websites, there are not four votes at the FEC to find that a violation.
His answer, like the law, is open to interpretation. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.